This year, Ms. Taylor had a new role as the school career counselor. Jay decided to talk to her.
I'm pleased that you came to see me, Jay,
said Ms. Taylor.
I agree with Kat that you should pursue your writing. You really have a talent for it, but you lack discipline and commitment. I've thought about this, and I have an idea. My friend Lewis from the Latin dance class works at the Parkdale News. He was telling me the other day that he needs someone to help there part-time, someone to run around for him. You'd be perfect. You wouldn't earn much, but you'd learn a lot. He's a really intelligent man,
said Miss Taylor. Jay went to see Luis Mendoza that same afternoon, and he got the job. He started working Friday afternoons and Saturdays at the Parkdale News. He loved it from the start. At first, Mr. Mendoza just had Jay rewriting press releases into news stories. But soon, every Saturday morning, he and Jay would have coffee and read the other county newspapers and the wire services online, scanning them for possible local stories. Jay also had to call the fire station, the police station, the airport, and the ambulance service every couple of hours to see if anything had happened. Every day was so different and exciting and interesting.
I wish this was my real job, Mr. Mendoza,
he said one day.
Maybe it can be. What's stopping you? And Jay, no more Mr. Mendoza, okay? Call me Lewis.
One day, Lewis and Jay were talking about stories for Jay to do.
You know, Jay,
said Lewis,
I've been helping you find stories for a while. But I'm busy with a big investigation right now. I think you're ready to find some stories on your own. When you get a good idea, come and talk to me about it.
For a few days, Jay did what Lewis had shown him. He read the news services. He could do this on the internet using his Parkdale News login. He called and talked to people, and he read lots of newspapers. But he couldn't seem to find anything interesting to write about. One afternoon, he went for a run along the river. While he ran, he thought and thought. There was something bothering him. It had to do with some stories he had read recently. There was something that connected them, but he couldn't figure out what it was. When he got home, he got the stories from his files and read them again. There were two stories and an editorial that he had clipped together. Editorial. What are they voting on? New mayor has a secret plan. What is going on at City Hall? The taxpayers of Parkdale should be angry that the mayor is not being totally honest about her plans. Sources in City Hall have told the Parkdale News that the councillors are being forced to vote about something without knowing the full story. Councillors who want to be re-elected should take notice of the growing anger in the Parkdale community and tell us what it's all about. Does someone have something to hide? We're waiting to hear from you, Mayor Cox and councillors. Council to cut school funding. Council will cut funding for certain Parkdale schools this year. Costs have risen and funding has fallen, said Mayor Cox. Something has to go. When asked exactly what that something was, the mayor would not comment. When she was a councillor in the past, Mayor Cox always voted against social and cultural spending. Mayor says no to proms. Parkdale Mayor Sylvia Cox said that proms had no educational value and were a complete waste of time and money. Speaking at the Tigers Club, she said proms encourage teenage drinking, graffiti, vandalism, and other bad behavior. A few years ago, the mayor's car was damaged on the same night as Parkdale High School's prom. Those responsible were never found, but the mayor is convinced the two are connected. During the last class on Wednesday, a large light bulb switched on in Jay's brain. After school, he jumped on his bike, raced over to the newspaper, and ran up to Lewis's office.
The mayor's going to try to trick the counselors. She's not telling them that the funding cuts are connected to the prom. The schools that don't ban the prom will have their funding cut. So counselors have to vote without knowing the full story,
said Jay.
Now you're thinking like a reporter. Go down to City Hall and see if you can get someone to confirm that on the record, even if they want to stay unnamed.
Okay, boss,
said Jay. He ran to the door.
Hey, come back here,
said Lewis, pointing at the tape recorder, camera, and notebook that Jay had left behind on the desk. Jay added forgetful to his mental list of weaknesses. Jay raced down to City Hall. As he parked his bike and ran up the stairs, he saw Al Rivera, Tom's dad, who was a city councilor.
Mr. Rivera,
called Jay.
Hi, Jay. What's up?
Jay quickly told him what he thought was happening.
Come with me, Jay,
he said, looking serious. They went into his office.
You're right, Jay. The mayor does want schools to ban all proms. She is going to try and cut the funding of those schools that won't agree. You can tell Luis Mendoza that I confirmed it. I trust him. I was going to tell him anyway if this went any further. But you can't name me in the paper, understand?